Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel of Masechta Pesachim. We're on Kuf Yud Gimel, and today's shir is sponsored by the Daspel family, Le'il Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yehoshua Chaim, L'Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. Today, we're also going to learn Le'il Nishmas, somebody by the name of Rabbi Meir Shapiro. Whose yahrzeit is today. Who we owe him a lot of debt. This idea could have happened anyway. Maybe it would have happened, maybe not. It probably would have happened at some point later in history, but he was the one who came up with it, and we give him a lot of credit, and we're learning his zechus. He said something amazing. It says in Pirkei Avos, Kachi Darko Shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas Pemelech Tochel. Mayim B'Msura Tishta. Right? Bread and water. V'al Aretz Tishan. V'chayi Tzar Tichya. U'B'Torah Ata Omel. And you should learn Torah. Imata Ozikain, right? Ashrecha Tovlach, Ashrecha Lom Azeh, Tovlach Lom Haba. This is how Rav Meir Shapiro read this Mishnah. Ready? Kachi Daka Shel Torah? This is the way of Torah? Pas Melech Tochal? You should eat pas with salt? Mayim B'Mesura Tishta? And drink bitter water? The Alar Tishan? And sleep on the floor? How are you going to learn Torah like that? V'chaye Tzar Tichya? And your life should be painful? No. That's not the way to do it. U'b'Torah Ta'amel, you should learn Torah. And my dad's again, if you learn Torah, Shekha Tovlach, Shekha Tovlach, Shekha Tovlach, Shekha Tovlach, he was such a visionary. Yeah, that's not Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. To make it into a question, to reject it. But that's what he did, because he was collecting money for the yeshiva. What do you need yeshiva for? Sleep on the floor, eat nothing. He said, that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah rejects it. The Mishnah says, it's a question. That's the kind of person that he was, right? Anyway, the learning should be a zechus for his neshama. It's the beginning, like the third or fourth mishnah of the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos. Okay, here we go. Ready? V'amale, some say don't say amale. Rav l'Rav Asi, more advice. Number one, lo tada b'masad lo tinef be'susav lo navach be'kalba. Don't live in a town where you don't hear horses and you don't hear dogs, because then the robbers could come. Because no one's going to scare the robbers away. Number two.
Unless you have an alarm.
That's exactly what it was. I guess also there was, you know, Al Tadu Be'ir, don't live in a city. Listen to this. Al Tadu Be'ir, don't live in a city. Derish Masa Asya. David, don't live in a city where the head of the city is a doctor. The guy who's running the show is a doctor. Don't live in such a city. Why not? Says the Rashbam, in top line, Rofe, a doctor. But they should tard Rufa also, because he's busy. He's helping people. The ain't osik b'tzarchei tzibur. He can't run a doctors can't run cities. Don't live in such a city. That's what the response.
Did we have that with the rabbi also?
Yeah, that what?
The rabbi also said the same thing.
Listen to this Ben Yehoyada. Why you shouldn't live in a city where it's run by a doctor? You hear this? Listen to what he says. He says, Shahar. What? Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this Ben Yehuda, who lives in the 1700s. Sharofim is nai calls man afi klal harifua. Because doctors are going to run the town like a medical facility. V'im ha'avir kairochom, if it's too cold or too hot. Omer, shaka'eis tzarech le'asher b'bayit. Everyone has to stay home today. It's too hot, it's too cold. V'lo lotzeis l'tzarech ye'ir. No, we can't build that bridge today. It's too hot, it's too cold. When it's time to eat, Yomar, they're going to say, if we wait another half hour, and have lunch a half hour later, because we're busy with this construction, busy fixing this road, it's going to make us sick. He can't be in charge of a city. Ella, listen to this. You need somebody where the rain and the snow is not going to stop you. V'achom, or the hot, v'arovan, or hunger, v'atzemen, or thirst. V'yarot, kesus, b'ikts, b'iskei tzibur. You need a guy who's going to run like a horse to take care of the tzibur. Amazing, amazing, amazing explanation, no? Amazing part. You hear that? Okay, very good. Next. What else? V'lo tinsav tarti, don't marry two women. E nasav tarti, nasav tlat. If you marry two, then marry three. What? Some say it's because of zugos. Others say, because somehow with three that you have one on your side, I'm not so exactly sure how that works. They're going to conspire against you, but with three they won't. I don't know. Amalei Rav Kahana, Amalei Rav, Amalei Rav, Rav Kahana. Number one, Hafok ben Nivlisa, Voltapok b'mili. It's better to work with nevelos, with, you know, with dirty things, rather than be something with your mouth.
Rather work
with nevelos and dead animals than work with something with your mouth. Number two, peshut nevelta b'shuka. It's better to take off an undress and nevela in the street. That's better. B'shakal agra, get a salary for that. V'lo tehama, not to say, kahanana, I'm a Kohen. V'gavar rabana, I'm not doing that. Right? I'm too big for that. I'm not getting my hands dirty doing that. Don't do that. Number three, salakta le'igra, sherusach bahadach. When you go up to the roof, take your food with you. Me'akari b'masa b'zuza, you could buy 100 gourd for a zuz. Tusi kenafach nahivu. Have it with you when you go somewhere. I think that means that whenever you're going to venture into something, so make sure you have, you know, food is cheap. Be prepared, exactly. Number one, lotishti sama. Don't drink poison. In case you think to do that, don't do that. Lotishaver nigra. Don't walk very haughtily. Is that what that means? Yes. What?
You said, don't address any unnecessary.
Right. Lotishaver nigra. Don't walk in a haughty way. Right? Lotishaver kaka. Yeah, what does that mean? Don't take out a tooth. Votakana b'chivya. Don't get into a fight with a snake. Right? Don't provoke a snake. Votakana b'armo. Don't provoke a goy. Tana rabbanan. Gimel, there are three people. Ein miskanan behen. Don't start off with them. Elohein, who are they? Gizunt. Nachri katan, a little boy with a goy. Nachash katan, a little snake. And Talmud katan, a little student. My time, why not? Demakulaisu, because all of them. Achure adunaihu koi. Their ears are still behind them. In other words, you don't know what they're going to turn into. Maybe they'll grow up to be, the court's name from Yerushalmi, there was a story, they were bothering this little boy, and he ended up becoming one of the emperors of Rome. And he gave it back to them. Why? That's how people are. Exactly. Why do they call it the ears? The ear? Why do they refer to it as the ears? So he says, because, but he does explain, because there are three senses in your head. You have your eyes, your mouth, and your ears. The ears are the only ones that don't have a covering. You can't stop yourself from hearing. You can stop yourself from seeing, and you can stop yourself from talking. You can't stop yourself from hearing. You just automatically hear. So too, something could happen to this kid. He could become the president. He could become the emperor. You wouldn't even know. You can't even stop it. Right?
Great voice.
Can't even stop it. All of a sudden, turn around, this guy became the emperor of Rome. How'd that happen? Right? So be careful. Next. Amale Rav Le'evu Bray. Listen to this. Rav said to Evu, his son, Tarchi Bach Shmaitza, I said it to so many different yeshivas, I tried so hard to get you to learn, but I'm Mr. Mills, it's not going. So you know what? Ta'ag Marach Milad Alma, I'll teach you some business. I tried to teach you Torah, didn't go. I'll teach you business. Number one, Adachala Akarech, when you have the dust already on your feet, Zavinich Zavin, make a sale. Don't wait, no, if I wait, make a sale right away. Number two, Kamil Zavin, Uvitzacharet Bach, every time you sell something, you might regret it. Oh, I should have waited. I shouldn't have sold it. Right? Michamra zavin velotus charet. With wine, you're never going to regret it. Number three, sharai kisira pesach shtakach. First get the money, then show the merchandise. Number four, kava me'ara. One, this is basically one in the hands worth two in the bush. Kava me'ara, one here in the ground. Velo kura, not better than 180. One is here, better than 180. Ba'igra, on the roof. Number five, Tamra Bechaluzach Lebes Sudna Rohit. When you have dates, run right away to make them into beer. Don't wait. Ad Kama, how much is that? Amar Rava Ad Tlasa Sa, if you have three Sa. Amar Rav Papa, Ilo Diramoi Shikra Lowit Ari. If not for the fact that I was busy with dates, I would never have gotten rich. I guess in moderation. If not for that, I wouldn't have gotten rich. My sudna, what does sudna mean? Amr of chista, sodna, it's a sodna, it's a good secret. Gemilas chasadim, and it's good gemilas chasadim. The Rashbam says, you can give it to poor people. Lasos mehem tzedaka v'chesed. Shari ein bar karen gadol. It's so cheap and it's so filling that you can do so much good with it.
The beer.
Amr of papa. It's not beer that you think of like at a football game, a bunch of drunks drinking beer. It's not what it is. Amar of Papa.
What is it?
What? What is it? It was date beer. I don't know if it had any alcohol to it. It did? Probably nothing. Probably a tiny amount.
Like
malt beer now. Like these really some malt beer. Okay, next. Amar Papa. Kol Agav Givoy Boy. Anytime you write a shtar, right? It's going to be difficult to collect it. Everybody knows that. You lend somebody money, you write a shtar. It's hard to get that money back. It's not so easy. Kol Ashra, if it's on credit, Suffolk Aussie, Suffolk Low, Aussie. To Suffolk, even going to see it. Uda Aussie, when you do see it, Moe's Rosen, the money wasn't even good anyway. Right? Okay. Next. Gimel Devarim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Amshe Yerushalayim. Three things Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the Anshe Yerushalayim. Number one, Kishat Yotzil Melchama, when you go out to war, so right away, Al Teitzi Rishona, don't go out first, El Teitzi Bachrona, go out last. Why should you go out last? Kadesha Tikhane Rishona, so you can run away first. First of all, it's a machlokes. The Yavit says, we're talking about a melchemes reshus. Because a melchemes mitzvah, we have a rule that you can't be harmed when you're doing a mitzvah. Then the Yavit says, maybe that's not true if you're doing inherently dangerous things. If you're doing an inherently dangerous thing, say you're not going to be harmed if you're doing a mitzvah, that might not be true. What inherently dangerous thing are you doing when you do a mitzvah? What, besides going to war, what else? Maybe a brismila? It's inherently dangerous. Right? There are certain mitzvahs that are inherently dangerous. Maybe there won't be a Shmira.
It is inherently dangerous. That brings something else. Brings
we're
going to
what?
When the Stannis is being recorded.
Yeah, he's on the ball today. The Masha asks, one sec, what kind of advice is this? Make sure you're in the rear, so you're the first ones to run away. But everybody would be in the rear. Nobody's gonna be in the front. If that's what he's telling you, be in the rear so you don't have to fight. So everyone's going to do that. What kind of thing? You can have an army like that? What kind of thing is that?
What a way to win.
What a way to win, right. What? What'd you say? The Jewish army, right. So the truth is, it doesn't really answer it. He says it doesn't mean that you're in the back of the army when you're going to actually fight so that you can be the first ones to run away. That's ridiculous. Also, it's not up to you. It's up to the general. Doesn't really make sense what he says. What he says is you should be in from the last wave that goes in. Ein hachinami, you could be in the front line, but you should be in the last wave. So then everyone's going to want to do that. So I don't really, the question is much better than the answer. You know? All right. Next. Asei Shabbat Chachol.
Are any of these things brought down?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Well, yeah, this is just advice. Asei Shabbat Chachol Vel Tetzarich Lebrios, right? Make Shabbos less special rather than call, we did this yesterday, rather than call upon poor people to bail you out, right? And number three, have a Mishtadel Imi Shahasha Mishachek Eslo. Hang out with people that are doing well. The hour is shining on them. So hang out with them, maybe it'll rub off on you. Right, exactly. This week's Farsha, exactly. Right, Lot hung out with Avram, he became rich. Next, Shlosha Devarim, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Misham Anche Yerushalayim. Three things. Number one, Al Tarbe Beganus, don't do something in public that's embarrassing. Mishua Maisa Shahaya, because of what happened. What happened? So Rashbam says, look at the Rashbam on the bottom there, Klomer. Don't do a private thing in a public place. What is a private thing in a public place? David Basheva. Basheva took a bath in a public place. Now, it wasn't a public place. She didn't take a bath in the middle of the town square. She didn't do that. She took a bath on her roof. Happens to be that David saw. It's a very funny makar for a halacha like this. Right? David saw, had a taiva for her, couldn't stop himself. So what'd he do? He orchestrated that her husband should get killed so he could marry her. Now, we all believe, deep down, that David didn't do anything wrong. Now, on the surface, no one thinks that. On the surface, it's a very iffy story. So don't do such a thing like that. But she didn't do anything wrong. What'd she do? The mechitza wasn't tall enough. That's not a public place.
She's only 45 years old,
what? Okay, I don't know about that. The pasuk doesn't say that. Right? So what's Pshat in this Gemara? Don't do a private thing in a public place. What do you want from Bathsheba? Right? Well, who said she was 5 years old? Next, number two. Bitcha Bagra, when your daughter gets of age, right, get her married. Shachar Avdecha Betainla, even free your servant to give her to marriage. It's everyone asks, you know, a lot of free servants. It's for a mitzvah. Okay. Number three. Have a zahir, listen to this. Have a zahir be'ishtecha, be careful with your wife. Doesn't mean your wife. It means your mother-in-law. Mechasana harishon, from the first wedding. In other words, be careful from your mother-in-law, but only from your first wife. My taima, why? So others say over here that you have to be nervous of every mother-in-law, but for sure the first one. My taima, why? Rav Chista Amar Mishum Erva, because it's an Erva issue with your mother-in-law. Am I saying this right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Kahana Amar Mishum Mamon, because of money issues. But you know what? Hava Isma, they're both true. Right.
Is this about your actual mother-in-law? Yes.
It's the same thing. Your mother-in-law.
No. Where do you get that mother-in-law from? Is it my mother-in-law? Is it my...
No, your wife.
My daughter's, my...
Her first son-in-law.
What?
It's your wife, her first son-in-law.
Right, her first son-in-law. Right.
Your wife.
What do you mean, bizarre, but ishtecha, be careful about your wife? Nothing to do with your wife. It's her mother.
No. Your wife shouldn't be having,
Hanging out with your son-in-law. Oh, your own son-in-law.
Either way, it's
oh, okay, fine.
You can spend either your money or Erva.
Or Erva, so this is both true. Okay.
Why is this better?
Why is it bad?
Why is this better than the other
trust? Is it don't do it?
Yeah.
Is it advice? Can you comment on the previous quarter by giving your daughter to a slave?
Yeah, what about it?
Isn't
she
turning 12 or 13?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Amar of Yochanan. Shlosha minochle olam haba. There are three people that inherit olam haba. There are more than three people. Why he picks only these three people, we'll see in a minute. Who are they? Elohein. Number one, Adar b'Eretz Yisrael. Number one, if you live in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, I'm a gadol ban of the Talmud Torah. If you raise your children to be Talmid Chachamim, to learn Torah. Number three, Hamavdol Alayayim Matzah Shabbos. Any one of them. So the third one's so easy. Right? And you make one on Matzah Shabbat. My time, why that? My heat, what does that mean? The Mishara Mikedusha Da'al Avdalta. You leave over from Kiddush Tavdala. I don't know what that means. But why these three? So the Anil Yod says, because Rabbi Yochanan, one time, it's a Medrash that says, where he embarrassed the people in Bavel, and he said, you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he said, and that's number one. So you live in Eretz Yisrael, that's why he picked this one. Number two, one time he said, if someone doesn't leave over Talmidim, then Hashem fills you up with Averos. Right? He also once said in Shavuot that if you make Havdalah on Yayin and on Matzah Shabbos, you'll be Zachat to Banim Zacharim. So Banim Zacharim will continue your legacy and you'll be Zachat to Olam Haba. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha Machriz Aleihen HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yom. There are three people that Hashem announces every day. Says the Ein Yaakov, an unbelievable vart. These three people, the nesoyon for these three things are tremendous. Tremendous nesoyon. What are they? Number one, Al Harava Kadar B'krach V'Ein Achote. A guy lives alone in a city and he doesn't sin. He's a bachelor and he doesn't sin. The taiva there is tremendous and he doesn't do it. Number two, an ani hamachzir aveda labayla. Finds something in the street, doesn't keep it. An ani doesn't keep it; he returns it. And number three, an ashir hamaatze peros of betzina. In private, he takes off mitzvah. Forget in public; everyone can see. He announces by the appeal how much money he's giving. In private, he sends a check. That's unbelievable. These are such big nesyonos. So the Ein Yaakov says that Hashem Himself is announcing. These are my people. Like giving them chizuk. It's an amazing vart. Hashem's giving them chizuk. I know these things are hard. It's hard. A guy's alone. A big city out there. Doesn't hang out with women. Doesn't sin. It's amazing. Hashem Himself is giving them chizuk. These three people. Listen to this.
Shouldn't you rather encourage him to get married?
What? So listen. Whatever it is, he wasn't married. He's not married. The guy's not married. He's trying. So listen to this. Rav Safra Ravak. Rav Safra was a bachelor. Rav Safra was a bachelor. Hadar b'krachav, he lived in the city. Tani Tana kamei de Rava. Right? So Rava said this over Rav Safa. Yitzivu upanav Rav Safa. He got all excited. Rava told him his vart. Rav Safa said, look at me. Wow, Hashem announces me. Unbelievable. Amar Rava, love could go to marriage. I wasn't talking about a guy like you. He wasn't talking about a guy like you. How do you know? So the before Hashem explained, because the other two are a Maisa, it was involved. I saw that wallet in the street, and I went ahead and returned it. I could have kept it. Nobody would ever know. I didn't keep it. Or the tzaddik, the rich man, sends a check, doesn't tell anybody. Right? He doesn't have to do that. So too, over here, we're talking about a guy, not a guy who sits in the base of Medrash all day, right? There's 1,000 people in the yeshiva, none of them are married. Oh, they're all... No, not talking about a guy like that. Ella, Kigon Rav Chanina or Rav Oshia. Says Rava, I'm talking about a guy like Rav Chanina and Rav Oshia. They were not married. They didn't sit in yeshiva all day like you. The Have Ushkapi. They were shoemakers. Power of Israel in Israel. Have Yasri Bishukah the Zonos. You know where they were? They were in a shuk. You know who comes to the shuk? The Zonos come. And they also, Zonos also need to wear shoes. So they walk into the store, they want to get shoes. And the Zonos stare at them. And maybe they try to pick them up. But the inhu lo madalan and I who left the kuli bahu. And they don't look at the Zonos. Not interested. And when the Rabbanan swear in people's names, they swear in those people's names. That's who I'm talking about, people like that. I'm not talking about a guy, yeshiva boy, who's in yeshiva all day. Oh, he's a single guy, he doesn't say what Hashem announces for him. No, that's not what I'm talking about, says Rava. I'm talking about the people go out into the world. Now, they're not married yet. So they're working on it. They're not married yet. And they reject all those advances. That's what I'm talking about. What?
Why would you put yourself in a place of Zonos?
What could they do? What could they do?
You're putting yourself in a situation, right?
Yeah, put yourself in a situation where you're not with Zonos over there. Put yourself in a finer situation. We have always the Mars about that. We'll go down today.
Okay, next. Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oavon. There are three people that Hashem loves. Misha Eino Koes, someone who doesn't get angry. Misha Eino Mishtaker, someone doesn't get drunk. Someone doesn't makbid on his midos. There's a Gemara in Avram that says you can judge a person by three ways: by his kiss, by his money, by his kos, and by his kas. Same three things. The kiss and the money, the kos and the anger is the same. And the third one's money, and here it's marv al midosav. We all know that the big test about a person is how they deal with their money, which is what am I talking about? I'm sorry. Anger and drunk, and the third one is your money. And here it's being marv al midosav. What?
Drunk?
Yeah, drunk. And the third one is being marv al midosav. We all know that marv al midosav always has to do with money, right? It always has to do with money. What? Someone took your seat in shul. That's not what it means. It has to do with money, right? That's what it says over here. You succeed in those three. Hashem loves you.
This Gemara was accepted.
They're all accepted. Gemara.
All the other cases,
what do you mean it's accepted?
I think that's just a mashal saying you should be working it out.
What?
It's just saying it's not literal. Just, you
got to
get your daughter married young.
Exactly. It's not literal. It just goes to show it's an exaggeration that demonstrates the necessity. For example, if a guy says it's 1,000,000 degrees outside today, it's so hot. Is it 1,000,000 degrees? No. What does he want to imply? It's very hot. So if I came home and said to you, it's 1,000 degrees today, would you say, what are you talking about? It can't be. If it's 1,000 degrees, the earth would burn. No, you wouldn't say that. You'd know it's an exaggeration. When the Gemara says it, everyone jumps on the Gemara. Right? How can the Gemara say such a thing? It's an exaggeration. Okay, it's an exaggeration. And when the Gemara, you complain that the Gemara is not like human beings. So when they act like human beings, you complain they're acting like human beings. You can't win. Right? Right? Am I wrong?
No, but it's a hard thing.
They're exaggerations to a ridiculous extreme. Okay.
This Gemara seems okay.
Yeah, this Gemara seems okay. I'm glad you got your stamp of approval. It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's a good question. So you have to, you learn the Mefarshim. They don't even. I saw that Gemara. Like, what am I going to say about it? So I looked over here, and he said that you're not allowed to free avodim. It's an isser. You know, you're only not allowed to free them if you're giving them something for free. But here, it's not for free. You're giving them a wife. I don't know. It's a hard Gemara.
Good.
Right. I hear you. I hear you. Okay, next.
There's no shidduch crisis bad English. Could you slay me and marry you?
What?
There's no shidduch crisis bad English.
No.
Could you slay me?
Okay, next. Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonon. There are three people Hashem hates. Number one. Hamadabar Echad Pepev Echad Belev. One, you speak one with your heart and one with your mind. One with your mouth, one with your mind. Right? Number two. Hayodea Edis Chaveh of Edo Medlo. You could help your friend, but you don't. And number three, Harod Vareva Bechavero, he sees his friend doing something wrong, Umeid Bo Yechidi, and you go tell Bezdin, I saw so and so do something wrong. What are they going to do with that information? Nothing they can do with that. Kihada Tuvia Chata, one time there was a guy named Tuvia, and he did an Avera. Va'asa Zigud Luchude, Va'asa Adbe Kameder Papa. And Zigud came, a guy named Zigud, and he testified against him. He came to the court, he came to Rav Papa and told Rav Papa, you know what Tuvia did? He ate treif, let's say. So the Rav Papa says, what am I supposed to do with that? You know what that's called? It's called Lashon Hara. So Nagdei leZigud. So he gave Malkus to Zigud. So Amalei, Tovi Chata veZigud Minged. What? He sinned that I get Malkus? Now, it doesn't mean Malkus. It means Malkus Mardus, right? So Amalei, yeah, absolutely. Tichsev, it says, L'yakum aid b'ichad b'ish. You can't have one aid being one person being an aid. We require two aid them in this religion. What are you doing? You're just spreading bad seed, bad rumors. That's all you're doing. Test the Rashbam. It's like the fourth or fifth line over there. We're not going to believe you anyway. Right? We're not going to accept your aid. Why won't we accept your aid? Because we don't accept one aid. Ain lecha alecha mitzvah lahay. You have no mitzvah. Hare ata over alav de loselech rachel. You're over the lav of loselech rachel. Asks the Urayim, what do you mean? The Gemara just said you're over the lav of lo yakub eid echad beish. So why is the Rashbam saying you're over the lav of rachilus of lashon hara? Why is he sticking in another lav? Says the Urayim, because lo yakub eid echad beish is only a lav that applies to Bezdin. Bezdin is not allowed to accept one aid. Now, what happened here? It wasn't a Bezdin. Rav Papa's sitting there. He's learning. It's in a break. And comes in and starts bad-mouthing people. So says Rashbam, I don't know about the technical halachas of when this Isser of L'Yakim Eid Echad applies. I don't know that. But I'll tell you one thing. It was definitely Lashon Hara. Speaking of Lashon Hara. That's why he throws in another lav. Okay?
You have to know that there are two
aids. Yeah, well, guy walks in and says, what are you doing here? I want to tell testimony about, what's his name? Now, there is such a thing as Eid Echad Neman B'Shvua, with a Shvua. Is that what it's about? No, I want to tell you what he did. Let me tell you what it is. I was walking by. You know what? Your papa should have said to him, or maybe he didn't have a chance. You know what? This is not a tavern. We don't just stomp bad-mouth people. Is there a toelis here? Is there a lawsuit? What's going on here? What are you doing here? Two aid them walk in and say, you know what happened? We saw Reuven lent Shimon money. Let me tell you, it's a different story. Get Reuven in here, get Shimon in here. There are other avarites. You're not allowed to have them. You can't have testimony without the Baldin being there. Okay.
If you witness them, how do you know that they're...
If they call you. What? How do you know? So that's a good question. How do you know that you're even needed?
Right.
You saw Reuven lent Shimon money and there's a lawsuit going on. You don't even know about it. Listen, you can't be faulted if you don't know. But the question was said before, if Reuven calls, listen, you were there when he lent me the money. When I lent him the money. He doesn't want to pay me back. Can you please come testify for me?
Then so someone kills someone, let's say.
Yeah, I think you have to go to Bezdin.
So, right, so what's the difference here? Is that a major chayv?
No. It's one person.
How do you know how many witnesses are? I'm saying.
That's a good question. So with Marcus, we talk about that. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Mutter Lasono. It's Mutter to hate this person. This is an amazing Gemara. If Klai Yisrael would be Machmer in this Gemara, Mashiach would have been here already. Listen to this Gemara. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Mutter Lasono. You're allowed to hate somebody. Sometimes. Shinemar, it says, Kisira Chamor. When you see the donkey of Sanacha, the guy you hate, Rove Tachas Maso, it's getting crushed under its load. So the Pasuk says, go help the guy.
Right?
My Sone. What does it mean you hate him? Ile Masone Nachu. If he's a guy, I hate that guy, the guy, right? He's a mean person. Votanya. Soni Sharmu, Soni Yisrael. Now we have a tradition that means a Jewish person. This is a Jewish person. So how could the Torah say you hate the guy? Below Soni Nachri, not a guy. El Pshita Soni Yisrael. It's talking about a Jew. Umishaya lemasna, you allowed to hate a Jew? Are you allowed to hate a Jew? Voksiv, it says, Osisna zechicha bilvavecha, you're not allowed to have hatred for a brother in your heart? Ella, no. Here's the story. The ikasadi, what is it? You want to tell me there were two witnesses? The Avad Isura? That, what happened? Two witnesses said that this guy, this Jew, turned over Jews to Nazis. That's what he did. He had a chance to save Jews and he turned them over to Nazis. Is that what he did? That's what he did. Then Kuli Almanami Misani, Sani Lei. Everyone's allowed to hate such a person. Everyone can hate such a person. So my Shonahu, it says he says you hate him. He's a guy that only you hate. Why do only you hate him? The answer is El Alav Ki Aigavna, the Chazi Be'ihu Dvar Erva. You saw him do something wrong. You saw him do something wrong. I should love a guy like that. Now, if he turned over Jews to Nazis, everybody hates him. That's not what he did. You live next door to him, and you see at night he does something that you really don't approve of. Maybe, for example, he doesn't eat Chol Yisrael. You saw that he doesn't eat Chol Yisrael. So Dover Erva. Okay, a bit of Erva. He goes on the internet and he watches things he shouldn't be watching. And you saw that and you said, oh my goodness, I can't believe this guy. I should help his donkey? I should help his donkey? No, you're allowed to hate him. You're allowed to hate him. You should help him anyway.
You have to tell him why you don't like him.
Look at the top Tosfos. V'im Tomar, Tosfos, 1 second here. 1 second. Beperk Elam, it says, Oev Leporeg V'soni Latone. If two people are coming by the donkeys, one the guy you love and one the guy you hate, which one do you do first? The guy you hate. Why? You should help the guy you hate first. Why? Mitzvah besone. Why? Kedei lachav es yitzro. To get over your hatred. To combat your yetzahara, not to hate the guy. So 1 second. The hashta makfias yetzer shayach, kivin the mitzvah besono. So 1 second. I'm allowed to hate him, right? I'm allowed to hate him. So what do you mean I should conquer my yetzer? I'm allowed to. He lives next door to me. He's doing these horrible things. I'm allowed to hate him. Good question? So I'd have to go to him first. I'm allowed to hate him. Listen to Tosus' answer. V'yesh lomar, kivan shehu sono, since you hate him, gam chavero soni oso, your friend's also going to hate him. Diksev, because it says, kemayim hapanim lepanim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam, somehow your neighbors are going to know that you hate him, and they're also going to hate him. Therefore what? Uba'ein mito, ubar mito kach, de sinna gemura, it's going to come to more sinna, the shayach kfias yetzer. Now it's shayach to overcome your yetzer. What's his answer?
Don't let other people know that you
hate him. That's an impossibility. That's an impossibility. Because human nature is they're going to hate him too.
No.
Then you have to conquer your yetzer. What's his answer? His answer is, says the Maharal, says Rav Elchanan, the answer is, it's clear from here, that you're only allowed to hate him on the one thing he's doing wrong. He's not a bad guy. Not a bad guy. He's a good guy. Goes to shul. Okay, he happens to be. It's not perfect. He has one big flaw. So you're allowed to hate him because of that one flaw. You can't hate him for anything else.
Look at them in the whole person.
Don't condemn the whole person. That's one thing wrong? 100%. You're allowed to hate him. Now the Gemara says like this. You have two people. One you hate and one you love. Who do you tell for? Who do you help first? You help the one you hate first. You're allowed to hate him. Yeah, but chances are you violated this din and you hate the whole person. So help him first. You hear that unbelievable Rav Elchanan? Let's say I'll give you an example. Let's say a guy cheats on his taxes. He cheats on his taxes. No, that's not right. But otherwise, he's a good person. He'll help you out. He'll drive you to the airport. He'll even talk to your mother-in-law when she comes. He's a very good person. But it happens to be he has a character flaw. So if you let that, so you're allowed to hate him. The Torah says you're allowed to. His donkey comes by. What you might fall into the trap of hating more of him. Therefore, make sure you help his donkey first to conquer that yetzer. This is life altering.
No, but you can help him. You can hate him just for that trait.
Yes, that's exactly what Tosfos said. You only hate him for that one trait. Now, are we talking about a guy who turned over Jews to Nazis? I'm not talking about a guy like that. That's a different story. When I'm talking about a guy like that, A regular guy. The point is, no one's perfect. And even if he doesn't try to improve, this is his nesayon, and he failed it miserably. So what? This is a life-altering gemara here. Like I said, if people would be machmir in this halacha, the Mashiach would be here. You're allowed to hate certain things about people. That's true.
It's the same thing as people disagreeing on issues, as opposed to disagreeing on...
It's exactly the point. Exactly what we're saying. It's exactly. 100%.
It's not disagreement. This is a mamish violation.
This is an amazing gemara here. Okay.
It's hard to do.
What? It's very hard.
It colors your whole relationship.
What?
It colors your whole relationship.
Correct. Correct. What? One more thing. We have to just read one more thing. A Rambam. The Rambam says something staggering. So now that we've established that you hate him, and you're allowed to hate him, why do you have to help him? Why do you have to help? Why should you help somebody you hate? And you're allowed to even hate him. You're allowed to hate that one trait. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach Perik Gimel Halacha Dalid. You know why you have to hate him? He's still a Jew. He's still a Jew. Why do you have to help him? Because he's still a Jew. Afal Pishu Russia. Tzivsa HaTorah LePark Matzor. The Torah says go help the guy unload his packages. Ah, he's a Russia. You know why? Kibbut Shiachal Machmas Behal Yuvuta Al Mamono Bode Sakana. Because he's going to make it hurt, or the animal might get hurt, or something might happen to this person. V'torah chasa al nefashos Yisrael, bein tzadikim u'bein rishayim. Hashem cares about the health of Jews, whether they're tzadikim or rishayim. This is amazing gemara. Me'acha shahem nilvim el Hashem ba'aminim ba'ikri adat. They believe in God. They believe in Hashem. They believe in the Torah. Happens to be they had their case, they're a Rasha. So what? Amazing gemara. From Nachum Yisrael, okay, now we have 5 minutes to finish the rest of the daf.
Didn't we say in Omid Aleph that you're not allowed to have Pachas for Leib, Pachas for Pet?
Correct.
So isn't this kind of that?
It is kind of that in a way. It is a little bit.
You don't have to hate him for that one.
So you don't have to see, the question is you have to tell him, listen, I hate you because you cheat on your taxes.
But
you're still a Jew and you're still a nice person. I don't know about that.
Can your mother always say don't use the word hate?
What?
Don't use the word hate.
Right, so it says in the Torah that Leah was Sunua, she was hated. All the Mefarshim say it doesn't mean she was hated. It means she was less loved. Right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, mitzvah lesono, it's a mitzvah, shenema, yure Hashem, ra, sonei ra. Omer v'acha b'rei d'rava, l'ravashi, ma'u l'memra, le l'rabe, l'mishnaye. Are you allowed to tell your Rebbe that what's his name is a horrible person, the other student? So Omer le, I adina mehem l'lebe, Rebbe, kibay trey, if you believe your Rebbe, like as if he's two people, namely you could tell him, the has to be a toilet. The in law, lo lemele, don't tell him. That's a very complicated halacha there in the Chavetz Chaim, in Kal Dalet, go look it up, it's not so simple. Tanar Rabbanan, Shosha Chaim, Enon Chaim. There are three people whose lives are not alive. Number one, Harachmanin, someone who's too compassionate. Haraschanim, too angry. The Enini Hadas, and nothing makes him happy. He can't not solve anything. Amr of Yosef, Kul Isnibi. I was all those things. Tanur Rabbanan, Shlosha, Sinon, Zeh. Three people, they hate each other. Ela hate Kalavim, dogs, Hatanagolim, chickens, Vacharverin, and Persians. Yeshom, Afzonos, also Zonos, Yeshom, Afzmin, Chacham, Shobabal. Tanur Rabbanan, Shlosha, Ovim, Zeh. Three people love each other. Ela hate Gerim, Avadim, and Orvin. What are Orvin? Ravens?
Crows,
okay. Arba, Ein, Hadah, Sovelas, Sovaltan. There are four people that you just can't get into. You just can't understand these people. Ela hate, number one, Dalga, a poor man is haughty. What's up with that? Right? Asher Machachesh, a rich man who denies giving tzedakah. Zaken Menayev, an old man who's running around with other women. Such a strange thing. And number four, Parnes Mizga al Tzibur Bechinam. A leader who lords himself over the Tzibur for no reason. Those four things, people just can't be solved with that. Yeshom also, Afam Agarish Hasishto Parmishan Hashnia Machzira. You divorce your wife once, twice, take her back. What are you doing? Tanakama, why doesn't he hold that? Jim, listen, sometimes the ksuvasa maruba, you can't afford the ksuva, I'll marry you back. Oh, or, inami yeshla banamemena, you have kids together. Well, much in Megarishla, you don't want to, why did you divorce her? Because you got into a fight, and when you calm down, you take her back. Chamisha dvarim tziva kanan is banav. Five things Kanan told his children. Number one, ovu zezet, love each other. Ovu zezet, love gezel. Ovu zamzima, love lewdness. Sin with adonethan, hate your master. Velta dabru emes, don't speak the truth, ever.
Told his kids that.
Shisha Dvarim Nemrim Besus. There are six things said by a horse. Number one, Orbez has nuts, it loves nuts. Orbez has malach, it loves working. Ruko Gasa, it's very haughty. Moas has Hashita, it doesn't like sleeping. Ochel Harba eats a lot. Umotzi Kima, it excretes very little. V'yeshav Afa Vakish L'horig Ba'alav B'Mlacham, it wants to kill its master in a war. Shiva Menudim L'Shamayim, there are seven people that are menuded to heaven. Elohim, who are they? Yehudi She'en Lo'isha. Oh, Yehudi doesn't have a wife. Says the Yavitz, the word Yehudi was added by the Christians. What do you mean Yehudi doesn't have a wife? Because they have what? They don't have wives. The priests don't have wives. So it says Yehudi doesn't have a wife. Not Yehudi, it's me, She'en Lo'isha. If someone doesn't have a wife, it doesn't mean he doesn't try. The guy doesn't, bedafka, I'm not getting married. Such a person, Hashem doesn't like you. Or, Yesh Lo'isha Ve'en Lo'banim, bedafka, don't have children. Yesh lo banim ve'en lo ma'aladim talmud Torah. You don't teach in Torah. Misha ain lo tefillin berosho, but tefillin bizarro. Tzitzis bebigdo, mezuzah bepischo. Vamanea menala miraglav. You don't wear shoes. All these are done on purpose. Not that you don't have tefillin. You can't afford tefillin. It doesn't apply to you. V'yesham af misha ain mesiv bechabur shal mitzvah. You bedafka don't go to the chabur of a mitzvah. You don't want to go to the bris. I'm not going to that simcha. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Marta, Amar Rav Misha Rav Yosi, Ish Hutzal. Minayin, how do I know? She ain't sholem b'kaldayim. Don't ever go to a astrologer. Shenemar, tamim tia im Hashem elkecha. Be whole with Hashem. Don't be busy with that. Minayin ha'idea chaver v'shu gadol b'menu afilu b'dov rechad shechayev l'nag bo kavod. How do you know if someone greater than you, even in one thing? You have to give him kavod. Shenemar tez called kabal dai ruach yisei rabbi bay u'malka asis la'akmosa al-kol malchusa. And number three, if a woman is aldam tar, she's on her tired days, you can't have relations with her. Ad kama amarav ona, for an ona, you have to wait an ona. That's a complicated halacha. I just read it in passing. It's not such a simple halacha. But we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.